You were actually a participant in Paul Richardson's study. What did you actually observe yourself in terms of the toxicity of this regimen and the benefits in the patients that you treated?
You're talking about the
RVD.
RVD. The RVD was very well tolerated. We found that it was very good. In our study, at the end of 4 cycles, some of the patient can go ahead and collect stem cells, etc. In some of these patients, we still felt the effect of the lenalidomide. Some patients, we had to use the cyclophosphamide for mobilization rather than Neupogen alone. So whenever lenalidomide is incorporated upfront, collecting stem cell with Neupogen alone is not that effective. But if you use just 2 g/m² of cyclophosphamide and growth factor, it works out very well.
Any observations, of course, just a few patients in your own practice, but any observations in terms of efficacy?
I think this triple regimen is very effective. And so many of the patients have chosen not to go through the stem cell transplant, stay on the RVD regimen, and then later on continue it at a lower dose as a maintenance phase, which was all part of the clinical trial. So I think this is a very important clinical trial. So how do we go forward? So there is a new clinical trial that is being designed in which the patients will get RVD 4 cycles, and then the patient can either stay on RVD or go to stem cell transplantation, followed by a little more RVD, so that everybody gets 1 year of therapy. So the duration of therapy is balanced out, and this will be done along with the IFM group. So I'm sure patient accrual will be very robust, very quick. This will be a Dana-Farber, IFM, our center. We will be participating in the multi-institutional trial. And this would clearly show what is the role of stem cell transplantation incorporated. But the stem cell transplant is also balanced in terms of duration of therapy on the other arm, because there is a post-transplant RVD also, like a maintenance phase. In myeloma, the progress is being made for newly diagnosed myeloma patient, transplant eligible, transplant ineligible.